Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, and as we prepare our hearts, I pray that you will continue to speak to us through word, life, and testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we looked at Paul's time in Jerusalem last week and how he started witnessing, how he shared his testimony. How many of you have written a testimony this week? Last week I gave a homework. Take some time and write your testimony. If you haven't, I think you must do this week. You know, having the word to share in our heart is very important, you know. Because today, we may not get opportunity to actually preach to the people around us. But we will certainly have opportunities to share what God has done in our lives. Share. And people ask us, be prepared to give a reason for your faith. So that is the real thing. So please take time, write your testimony. And if you have any questions, please call Dulcie or me, and we'll be happy to share this. And I believe when you're ready, God will give you opportunities to witness. Because when we get to heaven, the Lord is not going to ask how many houses you built, how many cars you had, which all places you went to. But there will be an award ceremony. You know, the work that we did will pass through fire. It's the gold and the silver and the precious gems that, you know, will be the things that we did for the Lord. Our good testimony that will pass through the fire. And there we will receive awards. I want us to be prepared for that. I want all of us, you know, when we go there, the Lord should say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You know, that's the testimony that all of us should receive. Even the children, even from now. Okay? Right? All right. So we see Paul in this city. And chapter 22, we saw last week that, you know, the commander, he protected Paul. He took him to the barracks and he allowed him to share the testimony. And when this commander heard that Paul was a Roman citizen, suddenly things changed. You know, he had him beaten up and chained, and he was taken to the barracks literally under arrest. But when he discovered that this man was not an ordinary person, he was a Roman citizen, and a Roman citizen cannot be arrested without being tried. He cannot be imprisoned. Give a judgment without having a fair trial. Then suddenly he realized, hey, I've got a very special person in my hands. And there are people trying to arrest him. People giving all sorts of accusations. So he said, let's find out what's happening. So the next day, he called the people. And under his protection, he had the Sanhedrin, the chief priest, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. They came with their accusations. And we see in this chapter, I want us to see three things. Actually, there's a lot to see, but I want us to see three things. Number one, divine direction. Number two, divine protection. And number three, divine appointments. When we are witnessing for the Lord will give us these three. And this is very special. And let's see one by one. Divine direction. Acts chapter 23, verse 11. Acts chapter 23, verse 11. But that following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." As you testified to me in Jerusalem, I want you to also testify for me in Rome. We saw last week that Paul was sitting in Asia. And towards the end of his 3-year tenure there in Ephesus, he was thinking about Rome. He had the desire to go to Rome. And there in Jerusalem, when he was in Jerusalem, he had witnessed the two powerful witnesses. The witness before those Roman soldiers on one side and the Sanhedrin, the Roman Jews on the other side. We saw that last week. He did that. And then again in chapter 23 we see he actually witnesses before these Jews. When he had finished, actually this witness before the Jews was very different. he was actually wanting to, the commander wanted to find out why these people were accusing Paul. And when they came, Paul started off his speech. And that high priest, his name is Ananias, he says, give that fellow one slap, Yeah, that's what he said. And historian Josephus says he's an arrogant man. This Ananias is an arrogant man. So he did this, and the people obeyed. So Paul got angry. He said, what sort of a man are you? So then they said, hey, he's a high priest. Okay, ruler of high, we should be. But actually, he didn't share his testimony there. What he said? He discovered that there were Pharisees and Sadducees and said, look, I'm standing here being accused for the faith that I have in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, And there the Pharisees believe in resurrection, the Sadducees, they don't believe in resurrection. So when he said this, what happened was the two of them started fighting. And they said, no, this fellow's not done anything wrong and let him go. So that ended there. But, that night, the Lord comes and sits, stands next to Paul and says, Paul, as you have witnessed for me, as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, I want you to testify in Rome also. As you have witnessed for me in Jerusalem. See, the desire came to Paul many months before when he was in Ephesus. I want to go to Rome. And then when he is witnessing here in Jerusalem, the Lord is coming and confirming it. There are desires that God puts in our heart. The desires God puts in our heart. But then the Lord comes and confirms it. When we are living a life of witnessing, I want to say this because, a lot of people wait for the Lord, these two decisions, which job, which girl to marry or which man, man will be my husband. These are the two things that are very prominent in the lives of young people particularly. That's not a bad thing. But I want to assure you that, when you're living a life pleasing to the Lord, when you're just moving, in the life of witnessing, this is what Paul was doing. He never said, look, Lord, is it your will for me to go to Rome? He never asked that question. He says, yeah, I wish I could go to Rome. I wish I could go to Rome. That was his desire. But then when he was witnessing for the Lord, Lord comes and confirms. That's what I want to, assure you. When you're in God's plan, when you're witnessing for the Lord, when you're just living a life that is pleasing to him, he will confirm your desire saying, yes, this is from me. Yes, this is from me. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And here, he comes in the night. He comes in a night vision. This is special. No, this is a supernatural visitation of God. Supernatural visitation of God. I call it divine direction. Divine direction. Now, many times when we are in the crossroads, we do not know what to do. We do not know where to step in. See, especially now, I want to say this, in the month of December, God gives us times and seasons. We are coming to the end of a year. 2019 is over. Another 30, 31 days finished. And we'll be entering 2020. What is it God has for us? I want you to wait on the Lord. I want you to, with an expectation. And God will show you. God will confirm. God will send a visitation. You will hear a word. Lynn has got a testimony. She'll share it, but she's going to do her PhD. She's got selected. But suddenly, she got shaken up one day, and suddenly she started preparing, and now she's through. Visitation from the Lord is for our time. I want you to believe that, whatever you're pursuing, I want you to, if there's a desire that God has put in your heart, wait on the Lord. Just continue doing things pleasing to him. And witnessing is pleasing to him. Witnessing is pleasing to him. When you're witnessing for the Lord, when you're living a life that is pleasing to him, a life of witness and a life of witnessing, I tell you, the Lord will visit you and say, hey, this desire is from me. Lord, Paul, you did well here. What a nice thing to hear from the Lord. Saying, hey, you did well in your campus. You did well when you spoke to that person. You did well when you looked after this old person. You did well. like you did here, I want you to do there also. What a powerful witness. What a powerful witness. I believe this is something that kept Paul in the next 4 years. Next 2 years. I mean, this journey to Rome was long. It wasn't just one, you know, flight you catch here and go there the next day. No. Took 2 years and another 2 years he was there. About 5 years. But you know, this one assurance, this one visitation was enough for him to say, whatever happens in my life, whatever happens or doesn't happen, it doesn't matter. God has given me this assurance, and this assurance is enough. This is divine direction. This is divine direction. As you were witnessed or testified, so you must also testify in Rome. You know, 2 years passed by. 2 years passed by before he even, got out of this place. The next place, this place is Caesarea. There are 2 years. I was listening to Ravi Zacharias, and he was a young man in Delhi. And he was going and attending interviews after interviews. And every time he went for an interview, he'd go to that final stage and get rejected. And he was very upset, and he was looking to, the Lord for direction. And he sought the counsel of a godly man. And this is what that gentleman said to him. When you seem to be missing out many things that you desire and want to do, remember that God is protecting and preparing you for what he wants in your life. When you seem to be missing out many things that you desire, and you want to do. You know, Jerusalem was the place at that time. I want you to remember, Jerusalem was like USA today. Everybody wants to go to the US. No, this trip is good. I'm talking about, but Jerusalem was the place in thing. You know, the apostles were there, the disciples were there. That's where, the temple was there, and, everything was happening, the happening place. And, Paul was, he went to Jerusalem also, but he was going to leave that place, leave in chains, and it was a very bad feeling. But God blocked that. God blocked that. But after that was the ends of the earth. That was probably Paul's last visit to Jerusalem. When you seem to be missing out many things that you desire and want to do, remember that God is protecting and preparing you for what he wants in your life. Thank God Ravi Zacharias didn't get a job in Delhi. He is where he is, and the Lord is using him all over the world. God is protecting you for the purpose that he has for you. So if some of the things that you want, you desire, doesn't happen, don't worry. Just be a witness for the Lord. Just continue witnessing for the Lord. Second thing is divine protection. Divine protection. You know, after this happened, the Jews tried to, they were after Paul's life. And the Bible says there were 40 of them. They said, we will neither eat nor drink till we kill him. And you know what the Lord did? 40 people were trying to kill Paul. God prepared 470 people to protect Paul. If you read that passage, chapter 23 of Acts, verse 12 to 20, to the end of that next chapter, what happened was Paul was in the barracks, and these 40 Jews, they decide to kill him. Verse 12. The Jews banded together, bound themselves under oath, saying they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they go to the leaders, they go to the Pharisees and say, hey guys, what you do is you invite Paul for a further hearing, okay? You invite him. Tell the commander we want to have another meeting with Paul. But you know what? Before Paul comes for the meeting, we'll kill him. We'll finish him on the way. And God is a God who has people everywhere. And there was an informer, Paul's nephew, that little boy. He heard this and he quickly came and told Paul, uncle, this is what these guys are saying. This is what these guys are planning to do. And Paul is under custody. Paul says, you know what? Go and tell the commander what you saw, what you heard. And he calls the soldiers. And the soldiers take him to the commander. They tell the commander, this man has a message for you. This prisoner Paul sent him. So the commander takes this little boy aside and asks him. And he tells him, this is what these Jews are planning to do. And you know what? That very night, the Bible says at 9 o'clock in the night, these chaps are planning to do something the next day. 9 o'clock in the night, 200 soldiers, he calls two centurions, he says, 200 soldiers, 70 people on horseback, and 200 spearmen. I calculated it as 200 plus 70 plus 200, 470. Can you imagine for one man, because 40 people are trying to kill him, in the middle of the night at 9 o'clock, taking one man escorted by 470 people, and they are going out of Jerusalem. You know, for me, Paul didn't go out in chains. He went out in glory. He went out royally. You know, this is the special thing. Paul, I told you when we were doing this Philippians, Paul a prisoner in Philippians, Paul said, I will not go. You come out and take me. He made those guys who put him in prison come out and take him, you know, royally out with escort, with respect, saying, look, you put me in, you come and take me out. I want you to know that my Lord reigns and you authorities are under my feet. This is a spiritual exercise. And Paul didn't do it this time. God did it. He was not going out as a prisoner. Yes, he had chains. He was going as a Roman prisoner. But under the custody of the commander. Our commander is Jesus. And he went out with such protection. You know, I want us to see the protecting hand of God. The protecting hand of God. But it's important that you are a witness. If you're in the wrong place, it'll be a problem. If you're a witness for the Lord, we will not sit with scoffers. We will not stand with sinful men. We will not walk in the path of the wrong companions. I know a friend in my college, I think I've said this before. We had every month there'll be some meeting. Any holiday, there'll be some meeting. And we were in the final year, we said, hey, there's a program, there's a family camp, but it's okay, we can go there and help. They want us to help. So we went there. But there's one of my friends, he said, no, I'm staying back. And when we came back in the evening, we found that there was trouble in the college, and the college, authorities called the police, and they put, you know, so many of them into police custody. And this brother, this little fellow, he was also there. Always tell, if you're in the wrong place, you'll get into trouble like this. But Paul was not in the wrong place. He was witnessing for the Lord. He was in the right place, and the Lord was pleased with him. Previously he said, this, like you witness here, you must witness in Rome. And the Lord started working on that. And see how he takes him out of Jerusalem with respect, with the, you know, custody of the Roman authorities. And they bring him to a public place, and then they send the horsemen, the soldiers return, the horsemen. And then they take him to the governor Felix. And that's the protection of God. I want us to remember, there is a protection of God. You know, when we came here 2012, there were no walls here. There were no walls. Even the gate was not there. There were about 17, 18 cars, the BDO of the register office was there, 17, 18 cars were parked inside. You know, sometimes we think the walls are our protection. No, God is our protection. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, it says, Jerusalem is a town without walls, with multitude of people in it. I myself am a wall of fire around it. God is the protection. God is the protection. Many times we think, wall, security, all these things are our protection. No. Our protection comes from the Lord. Our help comes from the Lord who created heaven and earth. God will give you the direction. God will also give you the protection. We need to actually see this. I was reading 2 Kings chapter 6. In verse 14, we see the servant of Elisha. The servant of Elisha, he gets up early and he went out. Getting up early is good. But he got up early and he went out. And what did he see? He saw the soldiers, he saw the horsemen, he saw the chariots, and he said, oh, the enemy is surrounding the city. And he comes back inside. 6:15, there's a man who has not gone outside. He's also woken up early. That's Elisha. You know what he said? He said, those who are with us are more than those who are against us. And he prays this prayer, verse 17. He prays this prayer and says, Lord, open his eyes. And when the eyes of the servant opened, he saw the chariots and horses of God around them. I like that, 6:15. 6:15, you know what 6:15 means? 6:15 in the morning. Okay? 6:15 in the morning, don't run out like the servant of Elisha. 6:16, like servant of, like Elisha, say, stay inside and see that those who are with us are more than those who are against us. This is divine protection. Actually, we need to see the divine protection. There are angels of God in this place. Do you know that? At least two instances I can say. I have not seen the angels, but the people have said to me that they saw an angel. I was preaching here. There's a lady who had come. She didn't understand English. This is an English service. She had come for a MONC program here. And that morning, that lady who understood English, she brought this other person. So Dulcie was saying, I don't know what she would have understood. But you know, the week later, that lady called and told Dulcie. You know what she said? She said, this person who had come with me, she understood every word that I was preaching. And there was an angel here explaining it to her. There is an angel. There was an angel right here in this building. There's another person who said, I went there. He said, can you see that angel, huge angel, standing there in that block? Huge angel. There are angels around here. You know, we pray constantly for angelic protection. And I believe it's not the walls, it's not the security, it's not the people. It is the presence of God with angels that is protecting us. I want us to see this. You know, supernatural, divine direction. It's a supernatural one who comes and gives us the direction. It's the supernatural protection also that we have. Supernatural protection. Don't think you're alone in this world. Don't think, you know, we don't have anybody. We have the King of Kings. We have the angelic protection. We have the wall of fire. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8, he who touches you touches the apple of my eye. This is our protection. This is our protection. I want us to claim 1 John chapter 4 verse 4 says, he that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. He that is in us is greater than he that is in this world. This month, December, I want us to see the divine direction of God. God will direct. And I'm specifically saying this again. Month of December, first day, I want us to see what God has for us. He will give us direction. He will see, he will lead us. He will tell us what we have to do, where we have to go. And I'm praying a lot of you will be here and some of you will go to the destinations that God has for you. And you will not say, no, 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 this is my place. At that time, I want you to release yourself and say, no, yeah, God wants me to go here, I'm going. And we are a church who are happy to release you into where God wants you to go. Because we have seen that release. You know, in this chapter, I like this. I want us to turn your Bibles to chapter 23. When Paul left Jerusalem, there's a letter that this man, the commander, writes to the governor, Felix. In chapter 23, I want you to see that last word in verse 30. And if you have an English Bible, you know it's written like a letter. Written like a letter, starting off with, you know, from, greetings. And last word there is farewell. See farewell? Is it there? Farewell is a greeting. But for us, I am speaking a blessing. Farewell. Okay? Everyone, farewell this month. Farewell hearing God with His direction, divine direction, supernatural. Farewell seeing the protection of God in your life. Farewell. When I saw this, you know, this word came up like that. When we left Abu Dhabi, the three people who, you know, sent us a farewell. Three groups of people, yeah. Three groups. It's not just three people. Three groups. And we have those three plaques in our house. Not plagues, huh? Plaques. Beautiful crystal plaques. One was from our principals in the UK. They'd come down and given this thing for your contribution. Farewell. The other one was my company. Managing director took us out, my entire department out for a farewell in a 5-star hotel. I know a lot of my seniors, my senior managers who left in a hurry, who were asked to leave. But this was farewell, too well. And third was the Abu Dhabi Pastors and Leaders Association coming together and say, farewell. This is a blessing of God. You know, when God moves us from one place to the other, there is a blessing. Farewell, farewell. This is divine direction. This is divine protection. Because He's going to give us divine appointments. Number three, divine appointments. You know, if you read chapter 24, 25 and 26, Paul was called not only for the Gentiles, but for kings. For kings, to actually encounter kings and tell the kings about Jesus. I tell you, this is a very high privilege. And this will be given as we witness. God, see, don't straight away think you will, you know, go and witness to the president. God sees our faithfulness. He said, Paul, you have done well here, no? I'm going to take you to Rome. And what's in Rome? Emperor. You'll stand before the emperor. And before going and seeing the emperor, God is giving Paul opportunity to witness to the governors. Two governors he witnesses. Two governors. Governors of the province. Jerusalem was the headquarters for the Jewish leadership. But that region, the headquarters was Caesarea. So that's where God was going to take him to. And there's a governor, Roman governor, in charge of that whole region. And Paul has this opportunity to witness to two Roman governors. And when he is there, there's a regional king, a king called Agrippa, chapter 26. He comes and the day is prepared for Paul to say his testimony and the king to listen to the testimony. This is called divine appointment. You know, you don't go and ask for a chance to speak somewhere. They call you. Say, hey, come. Hey, come. I believe divine appointments. I believe God, I want us to actually see ourselves as somebody special. Don't look at yourself. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down at yourself. You are special. Don't say, I'm very small. Jyoti, Sushmita, don't say I'm small, okay? God is no respecter of persons. God will use a little girl to speak to great kings. God used a little girl to speak to a Syrian commander. That child had faith that Syrian commander didn't have. The Bible says, do you see a person who is diligent in his work? He will stand before kings, no ordinary men. So even children, if you're diligent in what you're doing, if you're obedient now, if you're living lives pleasing to the Lord, God will use you to speak to kings. But the Lord is saying to us, there is an appointment. There is God. God will give us appointments. And that's why I say it's important for us to keep the script ready. At least the script of our life. This is our witness. This is the testimony. And many testimonies. Be prepared to speak testimonies. This happened. Even this tree is a testimony. I will share this. Because week after week I'm seeing cars stand here. And then when the tree fell, the car was not here. That is divine protection. I believe today the Lord will lead you. The Lord will leave you. Divine protection. Divine direction. And divine appointments. Wait on the Lord. The Lord will lead you. Shall we stand up and say, Lord, I make a decision this month, 1st of December, 2019, last month, first day of the last month, this month will go like that. It will just pass off. But the Lord is saying, I will lead you. I will show you the way that you should go. I will protect you in your journey. And I will give you appointments with kings, not ordinary people. Father in heaven, we as a church, we want to just commit ourselves, Lord, to you. We dedicate our lives, Lord. It's not because we have performed well that you are still, Master, having favor. Lord, it is because of your mercies. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love for us, that's what the Bible says. Father, because of that, we want to thank you. We've heard you, Lord. We believe that you will lead us. We believe that you will protect us. And you will give us appointment orders this month that will lead us into the fulfillment of your master plans and purposes in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, sweet communion, fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with each and every one of us, now and forevermore.